Today, the Radio Caroline bass, the Mi Amigo, sank off the Essex coast after a battering from gale force winds. The crew of four were taken off in a dramatic lifeboat rescue.
My name is Luke McKernan. I'm the curator for News and Moving Image here at the British Library. The clip I have chosen is the sinking of Radio Caroline. I remember this vividly. I mean, I listened to Caroline throughout the 1970s. You know, you'd alternate between Caroline and John Peel for the best music. And it was a sort of thrill, so slightly illegal, just being able to listen to it. They were anchored off the North Kent coast, and I was living off the North Kent coast at that time, down in Whitstable. And they had nearly sunk, or was taking in a lot of water in 1979. I remember listening to that, and then they came back a few months later. And then it was around that midnight, I think, there was increased panic in their voices. And, you know, the water was coming in, and then this message came through, sorry, there's too much water shipping in, the lifeboat's just outside. And happily, somebody was there with a home tape recorder. And there it is. It survives in a Capital Radio interview that we have. It's very cracky, you can barely hear it. But it's exactly as I remember. And there I am back in 1980, next door to my crackly radio, listening to a radio ship sinking.
How long was it between you hearing the distress call and the lifeboat getting out there?
Approximately 40 minutes.
So what exactly did you hear?
Well, I actually taped it, and this is what I heard.
Sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we are closing down, and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship now, as the lifeboat is standing by.
If you hadn't alerted the Coast Guard, what do you think may have happened? Do you think that somebody else may have phoned?
Well, it's always hopeful that someone else will listen and phone in, but you can't always rely on somebody else doing something.
Could there have been a reason why you might not have listened? Did you nearly not listen?
Well, if I'd have been at work, I wouldn't have been able to listen.
That is, if you hadn't been on strike?
Yes, if I hadn't been on strike, I'd have probably been at work.